From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Islamic State defenders in Fallujah launched a counterattack in the southern part of the western Iraqi city, reportedly blunting an assault to retake Fallujah, captured by IS fighters 2.5 years ago. Iraq's counterterrorism service has been joined by regular army units, Sunni tribesmen, and Shia militia, backed by airstrikes in the offensive launched early this week. The fierce fight has raised the alarm among international and humanitarian groups about the fate of an estimated 50,000 civilians trapped inside. Lisa Grand is the deputy special representative of the UN Assistance Mission for Iraq.
Families that are still stuck in Fallujah right now, they are at extreme, grave risk from artillery and from crossfire. We also are receiving very credible reports that families are being concentrated and forced into the center of the city by Daesh, and they're not allowed to leave these concentration points. And that would suggest that Daesh could be using them or may intend to use them as some kind of a human shield.
Capture of Fallujah is seen as crucial in defeating the IS group in Iraq and restoring security to Iraq's capital, Baghdad, a frequent target of suicide attacks and car bombings. The leader of Western Sahara's Polisario Front independence movement, Mohamed Abdelaziz, has died after more than 3 decades of struggle with Morocco over the future of the former Spanish territory. He was said to be in his late 60s and reportedly suffered from a long-standing illness. The Algerian government declared a week of mourning. Abdelaziz's death comes as Morocco, which annexed the territory after the Spanish left in 1975, expelled UN peacekeepers, following a reference by UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon to Rabat's occupation of Western Sahara. Abdelaziz launched an armed struggle against Morocco. This is